is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hello and welcome to the Ross Report Podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and it's September 5th here at Gillette Stadium. We have Paul Perlow and Andy Hart giving you a very big roster report. Right, Andy?
Yes, a lot to get to, so we will jump right into it. Thank you, Lori. August 29th, the moves began. My boy, Steve Fifita, released. Jimmy Martin, Jeff Schott, Jonathan Stupar, released. One day later, the Patriots placed Oliver Ross on reserve NFI, so he is lost for the first 6 weeks. They also put Bo Rude and Kenny Big Smith on injured reserve.
Would have lost a lot of money on that Kenny Smith transaction.
You don't recall that one, do you?
Nope.
Then we go August 30th, released. These veterans, Titus Adams, Fernando Bryant, Tyson DeVry, Mark Dillard, Mike Flynn, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Matt Gutierrez, Victor Hobson, Vince Red, Mike Richardson, Steven Sine, Antoine Spahn, Santonio Thomas, and John Wellborn. One day later, the team started to ink its practice squad. Back is Titus Adams, Mark Dillard, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Vince Red, Mike Richardson, and Antoine Spahn. Now we get to the meaty stuff, Paul. 53-man cuts were done. The fun was over. Oh, but wait 1 minute. Chad Jackson, August 31st, gone. John Lynch, August 31st, gone. What do you think?
I think PFW had a good roster cutdown preview.
I think we did, too.
And those are two guys that were certainly much discussed here on our roster reports and on PFW in progress. Not going to say it wasn't surprising, even though we talked about it, because I think when you release guys of that that magnitude, it is a surprise. But I think the way we put it last week, based on what we saw on the field for those two guys, I think it was the right move.
And I think they made those moves a day late, and a lot of fans wondered about that. There were a lot of balls up in the air at that point. The waiver process was underway. The Patriots put in waiver claims on at least four players based on published reports. And we're speaking with some other free agents, some guys who had been released but didn't have to clear waivers. The next day, they signed one of those. September 1st announced Delta O'Neal, two-time Pro Bowler, cornerback, most recently of the Cincinnati Bengals, but lost his starting job there and was deemed expendable, partially to his $2.85 million salary. Brought in here, Paul, to compete, obviously, at corner. What are your thoughts on that addition?
I think it's another in the long line of guys that they're looking to replace bigger-name cornerbacks.
Will he fare better in the past.
Now it's
Will he fare better than Jason Webster and Fernando Bryant did as veteran free agent signings?
Well, if you're asking me if I think he'll stick around for a few weeks, yeah. So I guess that means it's better. I'm not sure that this, in terms of talent, is any more talented or more comfortable situation than Bryant was. Bryant was a strange one to me, Andy. He spent the whole preseason with the first group, getting all first-team reps, and then he was gone.
And he was gone shortly after allowing Darcy Johnson to run through him for 7 yards on the way to a touchdown in the preseason finale. Probably, if it wasn't the key part of the decision, stamped his fate as a soft, injury-prone corner looking more to avoid injury than to make plays for this defense.
It's hard to dispute that.
The next day, that same day, Jason Posiak claimed off waivers from the Jets, a tight end. Don't get too attached to him because later in this roster report he won't be here. They also signed Mark Lavoir, a tackle, claimed off waivers from the St. Louis Rams, undrafted free agent type in years past out of Notre Dame, has never played in a game, but is now a member of your New England Patriots. That same day, to make room, they released Steven Spock, but don't cry too much because he might be back later in this roster report. They also signed Jacob Bender and Tyson DeVry to the practice squad. Don't get too attached to DeVry. Steven Spock was re-signed one day later, so Steven Spock is now your third tight end on the roster heading into the regular season opener. They released Jason Posiak, had to remain on the roster 2 business days. I think technically stayed for 3 business days before he was asked to leave town. And then most recently, yesterday on Thursday, they released Tyson DeVry from the practice squad and signed a punter, Reggie Hodges, punter, who has played, I think, in 8 or 10 career games, 37-yard average, not what we're looking for.
St. Louis and Philadelphia in 2005,
Chris Hansen, is he on shaky ground?
I think that they're always – it seems like that Bill's not ever really too comfortable with his punting situation.
He's never had a really good one.
He's constantly looking for upgrades there. He's constantly bringing in guys for tryouts and practice squad and whatnot. And, I think Hodges is the latest one. I think he was a 6th-round pick out of Ball State from St. Louis in 2005. Yeah, his numbers aren't too impressive. Not a lot of games, not a lot of kicks under his belt. Fewer than 50 anyway. But, you know, we'll see how it works out. Probably like a situation with Danny Bogger and Tom Malone in the past where they spent some time on the practice squad. If they do the job there, then maybe they try to up the pressure a little bit and see how he handles, you know, a more pressure-packed situation. And then if not, he'll be gone.
He certainly fits the mold of Bill Belichick punters of late, which is not a very impressive average, but a decent number of kicks down inside the 20. So my guess
is 9 out of 37 or
right,
something like
he's
that.
He's a situational type punter, which is what Hansen has been here, and you're never going to have the great average. But clearly, I wouldn't I'd rent if I was Chris Hansen at this point.
I agree.
Josh Miller has played this game, and it ended up with him not being a New England Patriot.
John Lynch come back?
John Lynch, I don't think he'll be back. I don't think he has anything left in the tank, but clearly the door was left open in his release. There's been a lot of speculation there. The one thing I'll say is Bill Belichick was somewhat definitive, saying that it was not a salary situation because John Lynch's salary as a vested veteran would have become guaranteed had he been on the roster for week one. You can bring him back after that and pay him sort of on a week-to-week basis like other players. Bill Belichick poo-pooed that idea. He could be back. He might not. One other important note while we're on it, roster report, Tom Brady was removed from the practice participation report yesterday. So basically there
He's
was
finally
no
over
listed.
That shoulder injury. I'll tell you.
Well, I wouldn't. There'll be an injury report later today on Friday That's that'll true. Come out, and he could be on that. But Tom Brady, Bill Belichick told Kansas City reporters in his conference call he expects him to practice all week and be on the field. Tom Brady will be under center against the Kansas City Chiefs as we open the season here Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, Gillette Stadium. Back to Lori.
Thank you, guys. Keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest updates. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.